Today is the annual Christian Ed Worship Sunday service.
今天是我们呢每一年一度的基督教教育部门的崇拜的一个日子。
Look like we have put a lot of focus, on the celebration performance of our children. It lasts roughly 45 to 50 minutes.
那过去45分钟我们注目在小孩子们他们的表演上面。
Of course, our emphasis on our children is more than just this Sunday, this morning.
当然我们呢对小孩的注目不单单是在这个礼拜天而已。
Every week, we have good education to nurture our children.
我们每个礼拜天都有美好的基督教教育来培植我们的小孩子们。
Some of the activity also carry on Friday or even during the week.
甚至我们在礼拜晚上呢有特别的活动。并且在每个周间里面也有一些的这不同的节目。
No wonder, some of you may think Christian education for our church or for many other church, are for the children.
那你可能会以为呢，基督教育是在不我们教会在不同教会就是为着我们孩子们的缘故。
Many of you keep talking to me about our children department and our children pastor or children minister.
你们常常问我关于我们教儿童的部门，我们的儿童的童工这方面的问题。
Actually, we have a department working with children, but strictly speaking, we do not have a children minister. We have a CE minister.
那我们其实不错，我们有一个部门呢是在孩子们当中工作。那其实我们有一个儿童部门，我们只是有一个基督教教育的部门。
Conceptually, many of us still believe Christian education is only for children.
我们很多人有个误解，以为呢在理念上面，你以为呢基督教育是为着孩子们而已。
This concept is not wrong, but it is not complete.
这个观念不是错，但不是完整的。
Actually,Christian education is a modern terminology. Strictly speaking, to be consistent, it should be called spiritual formation process of the church.
那其实基督教教育这个是现代一个词语呢。准确来讲呢，应当是讲到教会呢属灵的培植的一种的一个的部分。
It covers the old to the young, from the elderly to the children.
从那个年长的到年幼的。从那个长辈到孩子们
It is the mandate in the Old Testament as much as revealed in the New Testament.
在旧约里面这个是一个必须需要的，在新约里面也是从新在常常提醒我们的。
As you all know, the core of our Christian value was built in the Old Testament.
大家知道我们基督教中心的价值观呢仍然是在旧约的里面。
To execute this Ten Commandments, the prophet and the teacher of Old Testament time has tried different ways and means to present it, to help the children of God to apply it.
在这个十诫里面记载这些中心的理念呢，我们用尽了一切的办法来怎么样来施行这个教育，这个在信徒当中。
Today, even though we have not had a chance to read the scripture text as was printed in the bulletin, but actually we will use Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 9 to illustrate my point.
今天我们没有机会呢念我们印出来的经文，就是生命记第六章第四到第九节。
Ten Commandments is the foundation of Old Testament spiritual formation. You can call it Christian education.
我要用这个经文来让大家看到十诫就是我们基督教基督教理念的最中心的思想。
And Deuteronomy 6, strictly speaking, we call it the new commandment, or the big commandment.
那这个生命记里面呢，这段经文可以说这个最大的诫命。
And even in Matthew, Gospel Matthew, Jesus inform us or remind us the law was summarized and fulfilled in the Greek commandment. Jesus literally called Deuteronomy chapter 6.
那耶稣在马太福音的里面记载，他提醒我们最大的诫命，他其实就是把那个生命记这段经文呢浓缩起来，这个成为最大的诫命。
And this commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 6 help us how to apply the Ten Commandments.
那这个生命记这个最大的诫命是帮助我们怎么样去行 是实行实践在我们生活里面。
Interestingly to note, this commandment was addressed to the adult, not to the children.
很有趣的，就这个最大的诫命其实不是向着孩子们来讲，而是向成年人来讲的。
But the benefit of applying this commandment definitely applies to the children.
当然，当我们实行这个的最大诫命的时候，它的益处呢，不单是影响到年长的，也影响到年幼的。
Verse 4 of chapter 6, it appealed to Israel as a congregation of grow up.
那么在生命记第六章第四节这里，它是向着整个以色列的成年的整个团体来呼吁。
First, remind them a very essential core concept: they, the Israelites, should believe in one God.
那一个叫提醒他们一个最中心以色列人他们要相信的就是只有一位神。
The other people in the land of Canaanite believe in many gods.
因为在当时在迦南地，其他的族裔呢，他们相信很多神的。
The gods sometimes work against one another, but Israel believe in one God always work for the benefit of his children.
那么这一帮人，他们相信神呢，大家彼此都是来斗争来对抗的。但是以色列人他们相信一位真神。
And this one God bless his people.
并且这位神呢，他会祝福在以色列这个群体。
This is exactly what Ten Commandments, verse 1 to verse 4 remind us.
这个就是十诫里面第一诫到第四诫，这四诫的提醒我们的真理。
With this concept deeply built into your mind, your heart, and verse 5 continue to exhort them to commit the whole life with the highest devotion to the one God.
当你把这个最中心的思想的理念放在你的心灵里面的时候呢，那就借着呢第五节就围绕着这个中心思想来建立它的应用。
Love your Lord with your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
因此，你就要尽心、尽力、尽意的来爱耶和华你的神。
Verse 6, repeat verse 5.This commandment that I give you today are to be on your heart.
第六节的重复了第五节的吩咐，就是这个的命令要记住在你心灵里面。
So basically, what Moses is encouraging or reminding the Israelites is, give yourself to God.
换句话说，摩西在这里不断的提醒一些人说，你要把自己归给神。
Devote yourself to God. 100% with no reservation.
你百分之百的要把自己呢完全委身的给神。
Only by this conceptual understanding and this deep devotion, then the spiritual formation will come.
那唯有你能够绝对的在相信，并且呢完全的委身的时候，那你的属灵才能够蒙培植起来。
In modern terms, is then the Christian education process will bear fruit.
换句话说，在现代用以现代语言呢，唯有这样的话，基督教的教育才有那个果子。
With this being built in, if this being carried out, then in verse 7 it said, you can then impress on your children.
当这个中心的信念呢，被建立起来，并且呢，施行起来，才能够呢，影响你的儿女们。
Here, remember, it's an impress on the children, not impose on the children. It's totally different, okay?
这里讲到影响，不是呢，就压在你孩子们身上。
The word impress actually carry the meaning of inspire.
这里的说影响，就包括你怎么样去让他们看到这么。会羡慕你这种的观念。
Carry a nuance of creativity and innovation.
并且呢，你要带着创意的新的办法来帮助影响他们。
It's definitely not a lip service. It's a service grow up from the heart to become a kind of inspiring action.
这种对神的忠心的信念，不是一种嘴唇唱的一种的。话语而已，而是真的从你生活里面表达出来的。
With this, then you can inspire your children.
唯有这样呢，才能够把这种观念呢来让你们孩子们觉得值得来相信的。
Mind you, so far, I never say a word against the institutionalized low life approach of Christian education.
当然我不是在这里反对呢有系统的一个的的一个机构性的一种教育。
Like now in the Old Testament, the Jews get together in synagogue, they're using a synagogue, the setting to inspire the children to carry out this mandate.
在旧约的时代呢，以色列人他们聚集在会堂里面呢，用这个会堂这个的组织来把这个律法这个信念呢还教导出去。
Witness today, actually, our church, like a lot like it, is still using an institutionalized approach to Christian ed our children.
那我们今天我们在教会里面同样是用一个有系统、有机构的机构性的一个做法来培植我们的孩子们。
The Bible didn't say this approach is wrong.
我不是说这种的做法是错。
I didn't say it. The Bible didn't say it.
我没有这么讲，圣经也没有这么讲。
But it only reminds us that this approach is not sufficient.
但是只是提醒我们，这样的做法是不足够的。
As an adult, especially aim at being a parent, if you don't show your responsibility to grow in Christ, there's no way you can inspire your children. That's basically what he said.
特别呢，对成人，对我们的年长的基督徒来讲，假如你不在生活里面真的把这个信念活出来的时候，这是没有办法影响你的孩子们的。
So no matter how hard the church is trying to help your children to grow, the result will be very much discount.
所以假如我们教会如果不论我们怎么努力去帮助你的小孩子们，假如你们自己不负起的责任的话，那我们的努力是大大的打折扣的。
Continue to read the remaining two verses. We know that you being allow yourself to be an inspiration to your children, then you have to practice your faith in all situations, in all time, in all different occasion.
对第八、第九节的提醒就是，假如你要真的能够在信仰方面影响你的孩子们呢，你要不同的情况、不同的环境里面去好好的实行你的信念。
It's importantly understand, he said, talk about them with you, sit at your home, and you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up, tie them as a symbol on your hand, and bind them on your forehead, and write them on the door frame of your houses, and on your gates.
这里第七节到第九节讲到，无论你这在家里坐着，你行路呢，你躺卧下来，都要谈论这个信仰信念，你要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，写在你们房屋的门框，等等这种的实际的做法。
It's reminder actually cover all situations.
换句话说，这些的描述都是完完全全包括所有的情况里面。
Has to be something that you creatively apply.
那你必须非常有创意性的去应用这个信仰。
Has to be something always in your heart, in your mind, so that you can spontaneously apply this principle to help your children to understand.
这个信仰你是融化在你的意念的里面，所以你很自然的，好像的本性一样的回应就应用出来了。
If your heart didn't change, how can you then spontaneously, creatively, innovatively apply this truth to inspire your children? Humanly speaking, that won't happen.
假如你的心没有给这个真理来改变的话，那你怎么能够随时随地有创意性的有就做法来影响，把这个信仰来影响你的孩子们？
So today at this moment, before I conclude the sermon, I exhort you all, my adult brothers and sisters. Actually, all of you are adult here.
所以今天我在结束我们讲道之前，我鼓励我们在这里所有年长的信徒们。
For your own good, grow in Jesus. Put yourself deep into the word and walk on it. Apply it.
首先为着你自己的好处，你要在耶稣里面来成长，你要好的读神的话语，来应用行神的话语。
And then by doing so, you benefit your kid, benefit your children.
当你这样做的话，你才能够叫你的孩子们受到益处。
And also, let us be truthful and be realistic. Be truthful and realistic.
当然，我要就对现实要认识要很实际的。
You got to make this commitment yourself first.
因为你自己必须先在这方面做一个委身。
And also, the reality is also that a lot, not a lot, at least certain percentage of our children are come from homes that their parents may not even be a Christian. How can we expect their parent to guide this kind of children?
那我们要接受一个现实，就是说我们有些孩子他们不是从基督教的家庭的背景来，当然我们怎么样能够期望他们的父母能够来影响，在信仰方面影响他们呢？
I encourage you, especially you see the calling and the conviction of involving in helping children, ask God to help you to be the spiritual parent of these children.
那我就鼓励你，当你如果看到神要感动你要在孩子们当中来做侍奉的话，求神帮助你成为他们属灵的父母。
You will never know what kind of miracle God will work in your life and in the life of these children.
你会要领受到想不到的神的神迹在你的身上，在这孩子们的身上。
Remember, Christian educationis actually spiritual formation.
所以记得，基督教教育其实就是我们的属灵成长成型的一个的另外一个讲法。
It's an expectation from God to all the adults as much as to the children.
这个不单是神对孩子们的期望，更加是神对我们成人基督徒的期望。
But honestly speaking, I believe as an adult, we bear more responsibility.
但我相信，如果我们诚恳的话。我们作为成人，我们应当知道我们自己是负有最大的责任。
Can you be honestly say that I expect the kid to grow so that he or she inspire me?
你能够很诚恳这样说，哦，我希望孩子们能够在基督教信仰里面长大，以致来影响我吗？
Well, you got to do a miracle. Sometimes it happens this way.
当然，如果神做神迹事，有时候是这样的哦。
But let me tell you, the text we read today first addressed to the adult.
当然今天的圣经我们念的生命记这段经文却不是这样，说是从成人来开始。
so, My dear brothers and sisters, grow in the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，希望你在主里面来成长。
Be a blessing to the children.
以致你能够成为你们孩子们的祝福。
Maybe your children or someone else's children.
不但是你自己的孩子，更加是别人的孩子。
As long as they come to our church, as long as we have opportunity to know themMay us be a blessing to them.
当这些孩子有机会到我们教会的时候，无论要怎么样，我们都希望我们每一个人都能成为他们这孩子们的祝福。
With this exhortation today, and after being blessed by this wonderful children celebration worship program, I would like to ask God's blessing to all of you before we end this service.
接着这一个段经文的勉励，跟我们刚才领受到孩子们对我们的。的服侍他们的祝福，那接着我就求神来祝福我们。
May us be the blessing to other.
以致我们能够成为别人的祝福。
Let's stand and receive the benediction. 我们一起
起立。
In the name of the Creator of heaven and earth, our heavenly Father, in the name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin and redeemed us, give us a new life.In the name of the Holy Spirit that had God you graciously sent to dwell in your heart, to comfort us, to inspire us, to guide us. May I ask the triune God that we commit ourselves, devote our life into, be a blessing to all of you, my dear brother and sister. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.